Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 276. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Today on the show, we're going to be answering listener voicemails. I always do this. Always do this. And guys who know I'm famous for this. We're going to be reading listener emails and playing listener voicemails.
Oh.
Always get that mixed up. I have like this disability in that regard. And thank you guys for writing in. We have a bunch of stuff. Let me see. Do we have any voicemails? Yeah, we got two voicemails out of the bunch there. So let's start. I'm going to read the first. Oh, let me not read that. Let me introduce the co-hosts. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Same old, same old. Different day of the week, but just as happy to be on this show. And just a quick follow-up update, which makes no sense. This has now been over a month with my T-Mobile account and with my OnePlus One. I am still genuinely shocked at how good the phone is performing. I will say, on the $30 a month plan, after being throttled, the internet was near unusable. It literally took 3 minutes to load a single web page.
Really?
Yeah. So damn. I am going to upgrade to the full $80 a month unlimited data plan.
Yeah. That's sometimes you got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it isn't worth the gamble of, well, I'm trying not to use 5 gigs. Even if it's 1 day of throttling, it is unacceptable. I didn't like being in Columbus, Ohio, and saying to somebody, I can't look that up. Can you look that up?
Oh, dude, it happened while you were in Columbus?
Sunday, the day I was leaving, was the day my account rolled over and I was able to get full speed again.
Oh, because you can call them up and they can only do it for 1 day if you want, and they'll prorate it and everything. You don't have to pay the full amount. They're really cool like that.
I don't know. I was pretty inebriated and probably would not have made a lot of sense on the phone.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that you're not in that state. You could. T-Mobile's good like that.
Fan deadly tastic.
If you need that in the future, that's all I'm saying. All right. Todd writes, hello.
Oh, hey. Todd. I'm Eric. I just got a new phone and I got to keep my same plan I had with unlimited data. I've never seen it throttled. I don't know if I do have throttling, but I do pay an extra $25 a month just to have this unlimited. So I'm thinking that hopefully it's not throttled or anything like that.
How much is your plan total?
Let's see, 13, 25, 45.
Oh, you have a combined plan.
Yeah. So it's, it's $20 to have a smartphone on the internet, $25 for unlimited data, and then like $13 to have a phone a month, whatever that is.
Like that's confusing.
Good.
Yeah. It's like a lot of money. $60, $70.
That's all.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's all you're paying.
$25, $20. That's $45 and another $16.
That's really good, dude.
I know. That's why I did. That was one of my qualifiers. I'm like, I don't want to lose what I have for this. Yeah. If I get a new phone, is that going to happen? And they're like, no. I'm like, all right. And if I go outside of my home zip code, will I lose all data connection? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm used to that, so that's fine. Let's keep going.
And that was Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. Sorry, dude.
That's
about
okay.
That. Yeah, that's okay. I want to make an announcement, too. If you guys aren't watching us live and have not joined the AA Club, we just gave away a bunch of stuff between shows to the people that are in the live chat. What did we give away? Gmail inboxes to 5 people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Inbox invites, which I will say, interesting concept. 90% of the features I already had in Cloud Magic, so I'm not, tingling over any of the features.
Tingling.
But I kind of do like the interface. It's a very simplistic, quote unquote, material interface. The only confusing part is you look at it and like, what does that button do? I don't know. And there's no lines between email address, subject line, and body. So you have to come to the realization subject is always in bold letters and the body's not in bold.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it does take some getting used to. I've warmed up to it though. I'm set to do it. And honestly, these inbox give invites that were given away, They are dispersing the invites way quicker than they ever did for Gmail and Google Plus. You know, I don't see this taking too long for a full ramp up.
Hmm. Well, it's still good. Got some early adopters here.
Yeah. They must have a lot of remote storage capabilities. Or, you know, cloud.
Or clouds.
Well, look, you could even win a mug like this with Android App Addict's logo emblazoned on the side.
Is that the word?
Now, if anybody wants this mug, well, the guys that are with us live today, you're in luck. First person who writes mug in the chat, I will ship out this mug to. All right, let's get on with the show. Todd writes, hey guys, just wanted to share this little app that I have been very thankful for over the last couple of weeks. It's called Home Switch. I've been trying out various launchers lately because of my addiction, and I have been looking for a good way to try to use more than one at a time without the hassle of constantly messing with the defaults all the time. Home Switch is just what the doctor ordered. It provides an icon that generates a pop-up list of the launchers installed on my device and gives me the standard options of choosing to launch always or just once. I can very easily switch back and forth between launchers after customization and compare them. This is a really basic does-what-it-says app, but I love it. It's exactly the solution for the problem I was having. Also, as an added bonus, the developer uses the word whilst in his app description in the Play Store. Keep up the great work, Todd. Do you guys need the link to that, or did you find it already?
I got the link for it. I am with Todd on this one. I like having a stupid application that just does what it says it does and doesn't need to do anything more. I will say I do not need this, though, because built right into the custom Cyanogen ROM built for this phone, right in my settings menu, there's a choice right below mobile data that just says home. I just bang right there. I can switch on the fly. But pre, quote unquote, this phone, if I didn't have this kind of app, it was, like he said, painful to switch what your home screen was.
Huh. That's pretty cool. Home Switch. Thanks, Don.
A couple weeks ago when I was, I don't know if it would have helped me then, but when I was on the road, I installed a new launcher. It was a lock screen that would not let me unlock my phone at all. I couldn't get anywhere. So I don't know if I would have been able to pull down the settings or not. And hit that real quick, maybe.
Wow. Well, the winner of the mug is Speed20 in the chat. Speed20, just send an email to aaa@podnuts.com with your address, and I'll ship it out to you. Captain Zero just left, but I'm going to ship him one too because he's a champion. I love the guy.
He is a champion.
And I think he's like, as soon as he didn't win, he just left the chat.
Well, he wasn't sure if it was a beer mug or a coffee mug, so he verified that first before Speed got mug typed in. So he just wanted to make sure he knew what he was going to win, maybe. Now,
I'm going to send him one, too. So, Captain, send me your address, and I'll send you one, too.
Yeah, Speed20 is Mike.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Dora. I'm sorry.
I say Speed20 is Mike, a long-time Android App Addicts guy.
Who is Speed20?
Says it right above it, Mike Vaughn.
Oh, dude. Definitely sending you this mug. Thank you for the support through all the years of AAA.
If someone wanted to buy a mug like that, is there a place where they can go if they wanted a mug such as an Android?
No, we actually had... Well, I don't know. Is there a door? Do you have anything set up?
Yeah, I'm sure you can go buy a mug. What did you call it? Embosser? And make your own. Because that's the only place I know where to get them.
A fellow named Joe actually just sent us these. Mm-hmm. And I don't think his site is ready for launch yet, but he's launching a pretty incredible site. And once it's ready, I'm going to plug it. So
cool. Well, he can send me stuff too, or let me buy one when I can.
Well, no. The site is not selling mugs.
Yeah, right. The site's not selling. It's not. Sorry.
It's not.
That came out totally wrong. Buy your mug at Joe's. No, he's launching a separate like technical site, and he's a fan of the show, and he sent us out some mugs. So
hey, really Joe, that. I'll redirect to your site, whatever it is. Whether you're selling mugs or not, if you send me a mug.
Eric, that cut so deep, Eric. That cut so deep.
I'll redirect anywhere for a week. You know?
Eric, you should start a Fiverr gig. You should start a Fiverr gig. For $5, you will redirect your site to theirs for 24 hours.
That's a great idea.
I bet you would make a lot of sales. I'm not kidding.
You know, I was thinking my price is pretty low, and five is about, that's my price. Each man has
for 24 hours. You know, if you do a month of it, you made $150.
It is the greatest redirect on the internet.
All right. Let's get into some show. Let's read another email here. This one is from Todd. He says, "Hey guys, whilst searching the Play Store, I came across a game that Eric had written all over it. I mean that in the kindest way, of course, because he's a gamer. Farty Bum is mostly a knockoff of Flappy Bird, only you can guess the mode of transport. I suppose it could be labeled a crap app, but that just sets up another string of sophomoric jokes. It's a self-explanatory game. The video shows you everything you need to know. Although, here's something for the hardcore gamers out there. In the Play Store description under what's new, it says, added more farting sounds. Yeehaw! Cracking me open a cold one and getting this party started. Again, that's Fatty Bum by Mad Beetle. Take care, Todd."
Farty Bum.
Is it? Farty Bum. What did I say?
Fatty.
Oh, Farty Bum.
And I immediately installed this, and it is every bit the same as Flappy Birds, and every bit is hard, and I didn't get very far at all. This guy kind of looks like a South Park character, sort of.
Really?
Instead of a bird.
I will just say, Todd wins a award from me for using the words sophomoric, because I don't believe that's a real word, but I love it nonetheless.
It's a real word.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, then I take the award back, Todd. Make a big word.
And whilst he used whilst, I think, in two emails now. So that's
sophomoric. Sophomoric.
That's huge points.
Sophomore can't be a real word. I'm Googling that.
All right. Houston writes, "Google goggles. Google goggles will be a good business card reader and importer, like cam scanner. Thanks. Love the show. Just trying to catch up." So I guess he just had that cognition when he was listening to the show one time, and he figured he should write it.
Yeah, I brought that card scanner from Cam Scanner. And the thing I liked about the card scanner one, though, it imported all of the information off of the card perfectly into Outlook. And it made a new contact for me for each card.
Hell, that's amazing.
And then saved that card as the person's picture.
Do you think Google Goggles will be able to do that? Probably, yeah.
Well,
probably. Not into Outlook, but into Google Contacts.
First off, every time you guys say Outlook, I throw up in my mouth a little bit. Please stop saying Outlook. Number two, I will have to try this app, Eric, because that app that I graciously purchased days later, I figured out is not compatible with my camera. So
the card scanner is not compatible with your camera?
No, it immediately bombs every time I open it up.
Wow. I haven't tried it with my new phone. I hope that's not the case.
Well, and I'll say this.
Your phone doesn't have Apple parts in it, Eric. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's true. I don't have an Apple camera on my phone.
Yeah. Or screen. Okay. Well, stop right there. I just completely... Who sent this email?
Houston.
Okay.
Were we talking about that? Because it's just a one-liner email.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good point. I didn't think about that. Business card reader.
I didn't think of it either, which is why I'm going to have to try it. Yes, we brought this up as an app. Eric brought it as a app.
He was just talking about that show. I get you. Yeah. Okay. And he just thought Google Goggles would be good.
I know, yeah, but don't, please, guys, for all that's pure and holy or unholy and unpure, whatever, just stop saying Outlook is all I ask.
Okay. That's fine. And Google Goggles... I'm not knocking that at all. It's a great, that's my de facto, what is that? QR code reader. And basically you just point it at anything and it'll tell you what it is. It does a lot of different things. Google Goggles.
Yes. And I love the fact that I can take pictures of stuff without even really intending to do a Google search, and literally a half a second later, I'll get a notification. Ding, we found this at Amazon for $6.
And then from Amazon, you can use your SharePoint to extend it out to everybody else in the network.
I rebuke thee.
Sorry. You didn't. I had a substitute there.
Yeah, great.
All right. Let's hear your voicemail. What do you say? Here we go.
What's up, guys? I have always wanted to use a Mahi home server. It seems great, and it does a lot of stuff. Plugins are awesome, everything. And now they have a Android app for it. So give it a look. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that ending. a Mahi home server.
Yeah.
I remember when I went to the Ohio Linux Fest I went to, they did a talk on that. Mm-hmm. It seems like a cool thing.
Yeah, this is Z-Man. It has to be the Z-Man, is what I'm going to say. Mahi is one of those things. Plex can be your home media server to distribute pictures, video, or music. Mahi is like the Terminator of home media servers because it can do much more. It can be your local wiki, WordPress installation, DHCP server, DNS server, and media server, like all in one kind of thing. Really unbelievably powerful. I need to play with it. I'll say that. I've been very negligent of my Mahi testing in the past, primarily because it ran on Fedora, which by default only has 12 months support, and I don't want to reinstall my media server every 12 months, so I just looked right over it, past it.
So if somebody was who didn't have a media server right now, today, this day, Plex is free in Amazon, Mahi is free here, and they had a box just sitting around, and they have media stored on DVDs of their, you know, their life up to this point, and don't have any way to like move it around. Would you suggest one or the other to someone?
I guess the question would be is how much of a administrator would they want to be? The more they would want to be a administrator, the more I would suggest a Mahi. The more they want to be a little bit more hands off, the more I would say, the more I would suggest Plex.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Next one is from Soham. Hey guys, really enjoying the podcast. I was just wondering if someone had any app suggestions for a few specific use cases. One, I use some headphones that have one button that currently controls play and pause of music, and supposedly double tapping is supposed to fast forward, but these controls don't work. I was wondering if there's an app that lets you control what the presses do. Two, I go to school in the UK where we have a two-week timetable, so I was wondering if there's any decent-looking timetable apps. Also, what do you think of the new design standard set by Google for L? Do you like the new flatter design, or do you prefer the older holo designs? It would be great if you had... Sorry, guys. I'm messing up tonight. It would be great if you may had a section of third-party material apps. I noticed you haven't mentioned Today Calendar by Jack Underwood, and it's the best hands-down calendar application for Android, and it's material-ready with all sorts of cool animations and Cabinet Beta, a simple and easy-to-use file explorer. Once again, guys, keep up the cool work from Soham. Battery 69% and won't charge. Micro USB is broken. Wow.
Ooh.
Google announced this really cool invite-only email application called Inbox by Gmail. All right, we got that covered. PPS, if you still have Edith Young on the show from Dolphin, can you ask her what's the strangest email they've ever received since they get 400 a day? There must be a few to choose from. Also, if they plan to implement more material design into their app. All right, let's start. Go ahead.
I wasn't on this show, but I'm going to take a guess. Edith's weirdest email was, where can I find the blowhole on your app?
I had a pretty strange suggestion for her. I wanted a bigger loading bar, and I'll tell you,
was it sufficient?
I switched to Dolphin because of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Headset button controller is a $2.99 app by Christopher Christoph Kober in the App Store. I got the link here. I don't know anything about it, but it does get good ratings. So
it's, what's it called?
It's called Headset Button Controller.
Good name.
Awesome. Good find, Eric.
As far as his question about material design, I'm all for anything different. So yes, I'm excited to see it and use it. Holo has been around for a while, so I'm ready for a change.
He uses material design as capitals. I don't understand that. Is that a thing? Material design?
That's yeah.
Yeah, just like Holo was a design pattern, gosh. I'll say, I guess. This is their next generation.
When you guys answer me like that, I feel like I shouldn't be hosting an Android show.
No. Because here's the thing, Steve. You are on the premier device right now, which is the Nexus 5. Everything right now is just screenshots, hearsay, and preview builds. You're a rock solid kind of fella. You don't want to play around with stuff that might make your phone unstable. So you're not going to see it until in a couple of weeks when it becomes live and all of a sudden you'll see an OTA update. You click it and bam, there's your new design.
Thanks.
Part of it, I like. Part of it, I think they're just changing for change's sake, AKA Windows 8. I will say I really like the new Google Play Store look and feel. You know, that I'll say that. And the feature in Google Play, which I think I mildly freaked out Sean Johnsoni about. Open up Play Store, left side, four things down. Now there's a thing called People, where you can browse the people in your circles and see what kind of app activity that they've had.
I don't know if it freaked him out. I was just wondering what the heck you were doing.
I noticed when you pulled mine up, it said Farty Bum and the Zombie Game.
It sure did.
Mine had Instagram in it.
Yeah, that's a fun game. Isn't that games that you have to sign in that, hey, I'm playing this game in the Google Games thing to bring that up?
No.
I think it's whatever you installed, right?
Yeah, really? It's a nice way to troll people. And then you can like basically say to them, why did you install this app? What's wrong with you?
That's a little intrusive. I don't want you knowing that I have the
bro. It's only people that are in your circle.
Yeah, you have to circle them. So it's a great way for me to troll Sean Johnson, even though I can't troll him on a weekly basis. I can still troll him.
Oh, they just have to circle you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got like 1,200 people in my circles, and if I don't want them all to know that I'm I've got the Bronies app, installed, all of them.
Well, then you shouldn't be on a podcast.
Do we have an answer for his, he goes to school in the UK and he has a 2-week timetable. So I was wondering if there's any decent, what does that mean?
Thank you.
I'm going to guess that that's some kind of a calendar scheduler where you can fill in 2 weeks of time to what you're going to do every day. That's the way I had to take that. I don't know. I want to move to Europe just to find out though. I want 2 weeks off so I can utilize a timetable.
All right, we'll have to research that one for you. So thanks for writing in though. I'm glad you're liking the show.
Yeah.
Scott writes, he says Steve Cherubino, have you seen this? DJ2 number two, ready to rock your next party, introducing DJ2, the next generation of, you have to read more to find out. It's basically a DJ app that's they're just getting better and better. I actually interviewed a guy who is a prominent producer that is in the Beatport top 100 charts. He got number one actually in Glitch Hop. And I said, so you're playing out live? He goes, yeah, I take my iPhone and my iPad. That's his live rig. He runs like DJ apps off of his iPhone and his iPad. And that's how he plays live gigs. So these DJ apps are just getting crazy good. So even pros are using them.
I love how the album art spins on the top of these albums on the turntables, man. That is so cool. that's all it is. That's all I get out of it. But I think that's really neat.
That is. I like that graphical stuff too.
So this is
all right.
I'm sorry. DJAY.
DJAY space number two.
Yep. Okay. Who, and I'm sorry, do you have the email open still?
No.
And this is by Algorithm.
No, I was trying to find who sent it.
Trying to find who sent it?
Yeah.
It was Lethal Gorman, Scott.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
All right. What do you say, boys, about another voicemail here, and then we'll call it a day.
Sure.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. Mike from Houston, soon to be San Antonio, originally from Detroit. Yeah, all over the place. Anyway, the idea about having the Android app added radio station 24/7 loop of all the past shows. Yes, 100%. Yes, I'm all for it. Do it, please. Yes. Oh, talk to y'all later. Bye.
I had his volume cranked up, and then he said that it clipped the signal.
I'm not sure if he wants a streaming radio station of Android App Addicts or not.
Yeah. Wasn't very clear.
So, were you on the show when we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think we should do it.
I think so, too.
So, I'll work on it. Well, I'll definitely work on
it. And I'll say, maybe this is something I should have taken offline for you meeting-type folks, but I don't care. Here's the question I have to bring to you, Steve. To me, there might be, from what I can tell, maybe two different services. One for live audio-only streaming, and then one for the rotating playlist of the last couple shows, or do you think there's a possibility we could have it all wrapped up in one solution?
Two different services?
My thinking is I don't know of any one service that does both of those things fantastically.
Yeah, there's, I've been messing around with Radiotomy,
mm-hmm.
and, I think that if I wanted to learn how to perform brain surgery, I would have an equally tough time trying to figure out how to get it to all this stuff to work on Radiotomy, but I figured it out and I actually have stuff going on my producer podcast. So it's complicated, but once you figure it out, you could literally schedule anything in any order or do a completely random. So Radiotomy can do it, except it only plays 15-minute MP3s.
Okay.
So they all have to be broken up.
Well, but can you do live?
Yeah, it's all live. It's a radio station.
No, but live. We could cut into our radio station and broadcast this tonight. Or
I think you can with a separate broadcasting app. Yes.
Okay.
But I mean that's free. Live 365 can do what you're saying in a cinch. I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha.
But that's going to cost $100 a month. I think.
Let's not
24/7 live streaming.
It
depends how many listeners we have. If you only have 10 listeners, I think it's only like $10 a month. If you have unlimited listeners, it's $100 a month. So
I haven't looked at it too much on RAR though. Could RAR do anything of this?
No.
Can you?
RAR doesn't
you run
play
a feed
like a radio. RAR only plays when you hit the record button and live stream, and then it stops. We're talking about like a radio station that continuously plays.
Yeah, you couldn't spoof it to make it think that it's a live stream coming in.
Oh, I guess you could if you just like constantly piping something in 24/7.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how they would like
or something.
Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, we'll figure it out and we'll get it up there and running. All right, boys. Dor, do you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I want to thank everyone for their support. If you listening to us now and somehow you do not have your Google inbox invites, go ahead and try to email us. We might have more invites to give away by then. Or you could always just join podnos.com/AAA club and ask your fellow crew members, if you will, your club members, if they have any invites, because we're all family there.
That's right. Eric, you want to say anything before we end off?
I think dinimedia.com would be a great place for a streaming radio site.
It would. I agree.
It's got the word media in it.
It does. Interesting. That's an option, dude. You might consider that. And you can say, like, brought to you by dinimedia.com. Bandwidth provided by dinimedia.com.
Live streaming provided by dinimedia.com and the Merle H. Norman Foundation.
The more you know.
Monsanto.
All right. And we still have a Sony smartwatch to give away that was unclaimed. So tune in next show to find out how we're going to be doing that. Talk to you later. How are we going to be doing that?